With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following talks with President Trump, the French president is raising hopes for a truce between Ukraine and Russia.
Emmanuel Macron said the arrival of President Trump at the White House had been a game changer. He said he believed it was feasible to talk about a truce in the war and the start of negotiations for a sustainable peace within weeks. Mr. Macron said he'd spoken to 30 other European leaders and allies, and many of them were willing to be part of security guarantees for Ukraine.
The BBC's Peter Bowe says Macron spoke with Fox News. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution urging an end to the Ukraine war while not pinning any blame on Russia. The U.S. joined Russia in voting against a Europe-backed alternative resolution condemning Moscow's aggression. President Trump says he backs Elon Musk's demand that federal workers account for what they accomplished in the past week or run the risk of being fired.
I thought it was great because we have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working?
Musk's action has spawned new litigation and turmoil within the federal workforce. Also at SRNnews.com, Apple planning to invest $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years. And that includes hiring 20,000 people. Vivek Ramaswamy has launched a bid for Ohio governor with the endorsement of President Trump. Hospitalized Pope Francis spent a restful night, according to the Vatican. The Secret Service agent who leaped onto the back of President Kennedy's limousine after the president was shot in Dallas has died. Clint Hill was 93 years old. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 25 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 83 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in northeast Syria are marking the 10th anniversary of an attack by ISIS on more than 30 villages. Churches were blown up, dozens of people killed or wounded, hundreds were taken hostage. The attack and the ongoing terrorist threat led much of Syria's minority Christians to flee the country. Now those who remain are worried about the future following the ouster of longtime President Bashar Assad last year. Religious minorities did enjoy freedom of worship under Assad. This is SRN News. A settlement over tips that were misused by DoorDash.
The food delivery app DoorDash will pay almost $17 million to settle claims that it unfairly used customer tips to subsidize the wages of its delivery workers in New York, rather than let drivers keep the tips on top of their guaranteed pay. Attorney General Letitia James says that DoorDash also did not make it clear to customers that their tips were being used to offset worker wages. James says the company used the wage model between May 2017 and September 2019. DoorDash says it's happy to resolve the suit, but believes that DoorDash properly represented how Dashers were paid at that time. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Joann Fabrics, destination for generations of quilters, knitters, and other crafts lovers, going out of business. Joann Fabrics closing all of its stores. More details at SRNnews.com.